Pianist Robin Spielberg, who grew up outside of New York City and now resides in York County, has played to audiences across the world. She's recorded numerous albums of her original compositions and has even played Carnegie Hall. And yet that feeling of being successful eluded her.
I wrote a book called Naked on the Bench, My Adventures in Piano Land. And one of the things I address throughout is imposter syndrome and moving the goalpost is what I call it. And as I started to check some of the things off the list, like, oh, when I play Carnegie Hall, it's going to, okay, well, it was just another room, really. So then I said, well, if I get an overseas tour, I'm going to feel like a real hotshot. You know, I really made it. But as I approached the goal, I realized what I was doing is taking that goalpost and moving it someplace else.
Still, Robin continued on to new endeavors. She's now a spokesperson for the American Music Therapy Association, and she talks to students, doctors, and nurses about how music can play a role in mental health. This journey was prompted by an experience she had as a new mother. Her daughter was born very prematurely at just 23 weeks gestation.
Nurses noticed that when music was playing by her station, that her heart rate, her blood pressure, her vital signs improved, and all the babies within earshot. I thought that that was pretty remarkable. It was hard for me to wrap my head around the idea that this baby, just at 23, 24, 25 weeks, would have a palatable response that could be documented.
Robin's daughter, an adult now, is now studying arts and medicine. On her tours around the U.S., she would do stops at nursing homes to play for the residents, and one nursing home in Missouri changed her entire perspective on success. She played to a mostly unresponsive crowd, and as she went to leave, a staff member stopped her to tell her how much the residents enjoyed the performance. Surprised, Robin asked how she knew. The employee described a man in the audience who hadn't spoken in 6 months since his wife died, but she said,
"He's speaking now. And the reason we weren't there to see you out is because we were calling his family for them to come visit with him. And I went into my car and I just burst into tears. I mean, I completely lost it. And I went, wow, I think that the most successful thing that I've ever done just happened. And there was no audience, no money, no applause, none of those boxes that I would check. And from that moment on, I've learned to live with the idea that I'm just not gonna know. Every now and then I'll get an email or a letter, but mostly I'm not gonna know, and that's okay."
Success for Robin, then, seems like a kind of trust. A trust in the idea that as long as she performs her work with passion, her music might provide some therapy to someone, and that some of that passion might be handed off to someone who needs it. For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.